It's no secret that the weak economy is hurting cruise ship tourism in Alaska. Plenty of people are still sailing to southeast and south central ports, but they're spending less on shore. Some tour operators and shop owners are making changes to address the new economic reality. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld paid a visit to Hoonah's Icy Strait Point to find out how it's adjusted.
There's no shortage of people who want to ride this restored cannery's premier attraction this summer. Icy Strait Point's mile-long zip rider starts 1,300 feet up a mountain. It sends harnessed visitors speeding down cables suspended over the coastal rainforest. It only takes a minute and a half to get to the bottom. But that was enough for Michigan Steve Garner.
I was scared at first, but it was a very pleasant ride. I mean, I couldn't breathe. I was holding my breath so hard. You know, it was different from anything I've done before.
Cruise ship passengers pay $120 apiece to zip down the mountain. It's one of about a dozen tours, shows, and experiences offered by the attraction. Visitors also watch wild brown bears, ride all-terrain vehicles, participate in a Tlingit dance performance, and take classes on how to grill salmon.
Whale watching and cooking, no expression shopping.
Icy Strait's owners, the Hoonah Totem Village Native Corporation, worried the economic downturn would hit their business hard. So they scaled back on higher-end menu items at the attraction's four eateries, they reduced staff about 15%, and they created more combination tours, putting together packages of lower-priced experiences. Vice President Tyler Hickman says it's worked.
Actually, we've done much better than we initially anticipated, you know, so we haven't been hit quite as hard. However, you know, our product is in line with what people are looking for right now.
Have you seen people shifting away from the more expensive excursions?
Oh, absolutely. And flight seeing is our most expensive tour. All the rest of our tours are in the, you know, under $200 range. So the person that might not have taken a family of four on a, you know, $500 helicopter tour are spending their money in shops and the lower price tours, and that's where we are. You know, we've got those products for them.
On the lower end of the cost range is a $100 wildlife watching bus ride and walk through the nearby Spassky River Valley.
Members stay together as a group. I'll be in front. Zach will be in the back. Owen does have a safety arm with him.
Guide Elizabeth Jack leads a busload of camera-toting tourists to a series of wood plank platforms overlooking a stream. Binoculars sweep the banks and nearby marsh. Jack quietly tells her followers that they're safe, but they could find themselves the ones being watched.
A sow might come and check us out just to see what we're all about, because she wants to protect her cubs, and she'll want to make sure that we're safe and we're no harm to her and her cubs.
Longtime area resident Dennis Gray Sr. runs Icy Strait Point's bus operations. He's among the 85% of employees who are Hoonah Totem shareholders, which means they're Tlingits with connections to the community.
We're happy to share our local history and our culture, our Tlingit culture. We're proud of it, you know, so we love sharing it.
Native culture is part of the attraction. Employees are encouraged to share their knowledge while guiding tours, selling gifts, or working in the tribal dance and cultural legends show.
My English name is Johan Hinchman. My Tlingit name is Sahkun. We do a raven eagle lovebird song. We'll demonstrate for the guests, and then we will do it again. We have some guest blankets that my group has made that we'll put on a couple of guests that want to come up and dance.
The tribal show in a theater on cannery grounds is one of the least expensive of Icy Strait's excursions at about $40 a head. Overall, Icy Strait has weathered the economic downturn better than many others in the Alaska market. But that's this season. Next year, several large cruise ships will pull out of the Alaska market. President Johan Dibdahl says the changes will cost the attraction between 20% and 25% of its visitors.
We're just going to have to find a way, some of it, you know, by being a little more frugal and maybe doing more with less people, which we've already done.
Icy Strait officials and others in the industry blame the route changes on the $50 tax the state charges passengers, but that hasn't kept people off the Zip Rider, at least this year. At Icy Strait Point in Hoonah, this is Ed Schoenfeld.